Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here again today with Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting, and we're going to talk about a pretty compelling topic, and it is returning to work. Whether you're in government or supporting, it's a hot topic. How you doing, Samara?
I'm good. How about you?
I am fired up. We've hit on some of this in the past, but there has been some movement. There was an article recently published through Federal News Network about agencies returning to office. RTO is a new acronym. Hey, look, let's revisit it. I'm an industry. You're an industry. Going to offices to see feds, it's not the norm like it used to be post-COVID, but it seems like government's getting kind of serious and we have to think about a lot of things, from telework agreements too. There are challenges, but what are your thoughts? What's unique about the discussion this time around?
I really appreciated this article. They give facts and figures for what different agencies are currently doing right now. And you're right, there's a relationship component between industry and government. So knowing these things and being aware of these policies is very important. But what I did find interesting and like about it is showing just how different one agency is operating to the next. It speaks volumes that government isn't a one size fits all when it comes to the type of the work atmosphere or location of work. And what I'm hoping is that in both government and industry, that we're all doing what we need to do to get our work done, and that we're not just doing what we think others want to see us do when it comes to location or hybrid or remote or however each of us is managing an office. I think this is something that hopefully continues to get looked at. And hopefully it's not just black and white that thou must have X amount of people in X amount of offices on X amount of days all over the place.
So let me jump in, because let me play it from my former life, right? I'm a Fed, was a Fed, and I had a telework agreement. And again, for those listening, I'm kind of just putting it out there, and I'm going to ask Samara to comment on it, because Samara, you work within the industry where engagement, meeting, getting together, wherever, is ideal. And if the federal employee is returning to office on specific days, then all of a sudden now it's you need to know who's who and where, versus the standard everybody's there from 9 to 5. Doesn't it sound daunting? How do you know what feds are there, even if it's part-time? What are your thoughts on that from the standpoint of using virtual communications, the access to feds today? Is it easier?
I wouldn't say it's easier. I'll tell you what I think has changed is the whole walking the halls mentality. That's different. If you're meeting with a customer or a Fed, you're working out one-on-one, hey, when are you going to be in the office? Or when are you not going to be in the office? But if you go and you meet a Fed at a government location, I think the hope to walk the halls and meet 5 to 15 other people or run into 5 to 15 other people, that has changed a little bit. I think that part is harder. Meeting with customers and industry partners virtually, I think that has gotten tremendously easier. If we really stop to think about it, that has probably helped all of us a little bit and helps to forge a relationship as well. The fact that you don't need to meet somebody and say, hey, let's go for a walk, and you're walking in a stark white hallway down to a fast food place that happens to be in the building. And now it can be, hey, let's go meet for coffee wherever, or hey, let's meet virtually. I'm running the kids to camp today and I'm going to need 15 minutes. So I'm going to be a little all over the place. I think it's a chance. It has brought about an opportunity for all of us to be a little bit more real and really forge meaningful and lasting relationships between government and industry.
Well, as somebody who fosters and cultivates that, both you and me, we recognize that the flexibility, I think, is something that I've embraced. And while, who knows, going back to the office in brick and mortar, some people see it as that's the solution. I think you just wonderfully crystallized that flexibility, the connection can be through, like, even what we're doing right now. And let's see what happens. To close it out, folks, check out the article, Federal News Network. It does emphasize in there that some agencies are planning to go all remote, the Federal Trade Commission, Federal Communications Commission, at least at this point, that's what's emphasized. So it's not going to be a one size fits all, as Samara said. And also check out OPM. The list that Samara referenced is out there, and it talks about the CFO Act agencies. Samara, love your perspective. Appreciate the insights. We will talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Pete.